7:13 here on the Wayne and Jane Show, and we're going to talk about bullying. As I was just mentioning, 47% of Canadian parents report having a child who's been bullied. Estimates are saying that 50% of it is never even unreported. It goes unreported, so who knows what the actual numbers are. But it doesn't just happen to kids. It happens to adults as well. So we're going to find out a few tips regarding bullying with Rob Oliver. He's our guest today. He's a speaker, author, and anti-bullying expert, and he's got a new book out called Who Me? Yeah, You. And he joins me on the phone this morning. Hi there, Rob.
Hey, good morning, Wayne.
Thank you very much for being here. And I guess we should mention, when it comes to bullying, that you have triplets, 16-year-olds. So you've been sitting back watching your kids navigate through the school systems, etc. Have you had bullying in your life?
I've had bullying in my life. The thing that really got me thinking about it, though, is watching even the way that my kids interact amongst themselves and then seeing what happens with them at school got me thinking this is something that I need to do something about.
Mm-hmm. And so what is bullying these days?
There are a lot of definitions out there. What I'm hoping to give your audience is a real easy definition. It has to do with frequency, and it has to do with intentionality. So here's how it is. If a person does something that's hurtful, and they do it unintentionally, and they only do it once, that's rude. If a person does something that is intentionally hurtful, and they only do it once, that's mean. But if a person does or says something that is intentionally hurtful, and they continue to do it even though they are asked to stop, or the other person is visibly upset, that's when it becomes bullying.
Do you think it's worse now because of social media aspect? Because kids can be bullied 24/7. As opposed to, you know, back 20 years ago, even, when we were growing up.
Sure. There are a variety of ways in which kids can be bullied. And that's really, you've got the opportunity for bullying when they're in the classroom. When there are unstructured activities, it's more likely that they will be bullied. But now, with cyberbullying, you've got access to kids 24/7, and it's anonymous. It's not face-to-face. You can be a lot braver. So kids today have a lot more ways in which they can be bullied.
I think a lot of kids don't speak up when they're being bullied. What are some of the signs that your child's being bullied?
Things to look for. If your kid loves to go to school and then all of a sudden they are a lot more hesitant to go to school, there's like 160,000 kids in North America that skip school each day because they're afraid of being bullied. If they're having some unexplained bruises, if there's things that are missing, if they're coming home and are exceptionally hungry, it's possible someone's taken their lunch or their lunch money. Here's one that's kind of interesting. If they're waiting to go to the bathroom until they get home, because a bathroom is one of those unsupervised places, and a lot of times bullying can occur there. So watch for changes in your children's behavior. And even when it comes to cyberbullying, if their phone buzzes and they look nervous or they are hesitant to let you see what's going on with their online activity, it's an indicator that something is happening there.
So what do we do about it as parents? What are some of the tools maybe we can use?
The number one tool against bullying is communication. Whether it is children speaking out against bullying. See, there's three parts to bullying. There are person that's doing the bullying, the person that is being bullied, and those that are bystanders. 85% of bullying happens when there's someone there to actually see what's going on. And the statistics will show that in 80 to 90% of the cases, if that person or people speak up and say, this is not acceptable, the bullying stops within 10 seconds.
Hmm.
To be able to have communication with your kids is also important, to talk to them. Hmm. And for kids to have an open line of communication with their parents in which they can share what's going on and to ask open-ended questions. You know, it's so difficult when kids get home from school. You're like, hey, how was your day at school? And I don't know if everyone else's kids are like mine, but my kids are like, oh, it was great. And that's about all you get. But to take notice and to say, hey, I noticed there's a rip in your jacket. What happened there? Mm-hmm. Or to say, you look really hungry. What's going on there? It's all about communication.
And what made you write this book, by the way?
It started with my kids. I wrote a poem for them. But then what happened was my best friend, growing up, actually a kid that saved me from when I was bullied in first grade. He passed away. And his kids are actually the stars. Two of his kids are the stars of the book. And what I decided to do is take some of the proceeds from this book and use it towards a college fund for his three boys.
Hmm.
So this is, it's really a personal thing for me.
Wow. Wow. And you have an anti-bullying pledge. Can our listeners go and sign up for this pledge saying that they will, what? Explain what the anti-bullying pledge is.
Sure. So the name of the book is Who Me, Yeah You. You go to whomeyeahyou.com, and there's a place there for the anti-bullying pledge. It's something that everybody can sign up for. It's a reminder for six things. It says, I will speak out against bullying. I will report bullying when I see it. I will learn what is and is not bullying. I will make others feel included and valued. I will solve problems in peaceful ways. And I will think before I speak or post online.
Awesome. Great information. Rob Oliver, thank you very much for being on the show. And congratulations on the new book. It's called Who Me, Yeah You. And you can get info at whomeyeahyou.com. All the best, Rob.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
This is the Wayne and Jane Show on today's best variety. The Kootenai Boundaries Easy Rock.